You can help WYXR by making a year-end tax-deductible donation. Go to newyear.wyxr.org and give right now.
Would you take the wings from a bird, knowing he can't fly? Would you take the ball from a little bitty baby, and you know he's gonna cry? Look here. Would you take the fish out of the water, knowing the little fella's gonna die? Would you take the cane from a blind man, and you know he ain't got no eye? Can you see?
www.wyxr91.7 FM, the station with the city soul that's raised by sound, coming at you with a happy holiday. And I'm just happy. I like to be happy, but I'm happy because I have so much to be grateful for and thankful for in this season. And all of them look, feel, sound just like you who are listening, who support our station, who came to Raised by Sound Fest a couple weeks ago. We had an amazing time, everything from top to bottom, from the University of Memphis Blue Tom all the way to the after party with the Black Keys. And I won't lie to you, after, we've been late hanging out and just enjoying Memphis music and talking about all it has to offer and dreaming up what's next. And that's just one of the ways I like to spend my holidays. And so I just want to share that with y'all. My name is Jared J.B. Boyd, here live from Crosstown Concourse on a Monday night for Talking Memphis. And we're going to show enough talk tonight because I ain't the only person here to talk. I got another person here to speak with you as well. Dion Stovall, how you doing?
I am doing fabulous.
You sound fantastic.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Even in the rain.
Even in the rain. Well, you know, I like that song by the Dramatics. And I want to go outside.
Yeah.
Right now.
In the rain.
There you go. We might start a chorus up
here.
Come
on now.
All right. Just the two of us. Welcome back to the studio. You are our esteemed contest winner. We partnered with Miss Ina Esco, the media queen of Memphis there.
Absolutely.
Who has created an incredible enclave of people who are enthusiastic about podcasting.
Yes.
And they, you know, they say the cream, what it do, rise to the top.
Rise to the top, and so they say.
So tell me about that process of being able to win that competition, and then we'll talk a little bit more about your story.
Sure. Well, I am still in awe.
Yeah.
That I won the competition. I am grateful and I'm humble that I had the opportunity to be a participant and be a part of all of the wonderful contestants and participants in the podcast festival. Mm-hmm. But I submitted my information, my application. I've been under Ina's training. I'm at the Cossett Library for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And no one could have told me that I would be even doing a podcast or that there would be anything on my radar.
Wow.
But I began to research it and study it and learn so much from some of the goats in this city in podcasting, such as Ina, and began to develop my craft and just dove right in. I jumped off the diving board.
But there was something in you that spoke and said it was time to use your voice.
Absolutely. I had taken during the course of the pandemic, so many things happened in terms of really looking inward at who you are as a person, what makes you.
Yeah.
What is your purpose? Why are you here? All of those things that we, you know, we sometimes just glaze over. But the pandemic caused you to pause. And I was actually doing trainings on social and emotional wellness and was having anxiety attacks.
Really?
Believe it or not. And I was like, oh, I know that's not an anxiety attack. I probably just got a little heartburn. And talked to the doctor, and the doctor said, no, you have an anxiety attack. You know, fast forward, I began to really take a deeper dive in understanding social-emotional well-being, also having been exposed to social-emotional learning through my profession and in my career with the organization that I work for. And then I began to practice some of these social-emotional skills that began to transform my life personally. But then taking all of that I learned and having partnered with different people in the community, and had a dear friend of mine who said, Dion, it's time to take your voice and to take your message outside of what you're doing. And I challenged her and I said, no, I think I'm good. I'm good right here where I am. And that dear friend of mine just happened to transition and is no longer with us now.
I'm sorry.
But before she left, she was serious about me making this a priority. And I, when she left, I couldn't sleep. When she transitioned, it was on my mind every day. And that's what catapulted me into engaging the community in understanding what social emotional intelligence is about. And I wanted to do that through the podcast.
So not just a voice within you, but a voice outside of yourself as well.
Yes.
A prominent voice.
Yeah.
Well, good on you for honoring that investment in you, but also that soulful sister connection there. Because sometimes people tell you something that you didn't know that it was in you.
Yeah.
But you had to hear from somebody else.
Yeah, I had to hear it. And oftentimes, we don't really believe that we can.
Mm-hmm.
Often, it takes someone else to say, I see you.
Right.
And that's what she did. She saw it in me, and I wanted to carry it out and be obedient in that, and had other confirmations as well. Because, of course, we're going to question it now. Even after one person, we still may say, wait, I don't think that's it, and I did that. But I had other people to confirm that this is what you're supposed to be doing
right in
this season.
Well, God rest her soul. And I wanted to go even further back in your story, because you've got such a diverse background. And we were talking a bit off air about it, but born and raised in Memphis.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. And your travels have taken you to quite a few other places before you really found your footing and found your thing and found your marching orders to go forth.
Yes. I am an educator baby. Raised with my mom's an educator, aunts educators. And when I was in high school, I had set my mark on being the next Oprah Winfrey.
Come on now.
That was my vision, my goal. Got away, went to school, went to Tennessee State University, and my mother said, oh, that sounds good, but you know what? You're going to major in education because that is where you're going to land, and that's where you're going to bloom, and that's where you're going to grow.
Okay.
And you can pursue those other things around it, but education is the route you're going to take.
Okay.
Because I'm paying for it.
There you go.
So when mama speaks, you have to listen.
That's
and
right.
I did that. And I've been in the realm of education for 28 plus years. I'm telling my age a little bit, but
that's all right.
I've been in the education arena for a long time, specifically early childhood and early intervention. I've done a lot of work in the early childhood arena, an infant and toddler with infants and toddlers, and infant mental health, social emotional awareness and learning, also with ACEs and trauma. And so my career has gone from pre-K coach to family service manager to working with pregnant teens, working with teachers. From a social-emotional coach, and now work with parents, actually, in civic engagement. So social-emotional intelligence has been always a part of me. I just didn't know it until I became self-aware.
Right. And you know, that's interesting, because I want to go back to something you said a little earlier. If you're just tuning in, I'm with Dion Stovall here on Talking Memphis. This is Jared J.B. Boyd. You mentioned your anxiety attacks. How did you alleviate those? I mean, considering you've got such a diverse and robust and a tried and true toolbox for bringing people into awareness, self-awareness, and giving them the tools that they need to be able to get their life in order.
Yeah.
How did you be able to, I want to say minister, work on yourself and have that maintenance for yourself in that moment?
And, you know, Jared, the first competency of social emotional intelligence is self-awareness. Okay. And I had to practice what I preached.
Right.
I was coaching a social emotional coach in the work, telling educators, training them on the work on exactly that, how to manage your anxiety and stress with working with children.
Yes.
But in that, I had to get still. I had to pause for the cause of me. And it caused me to lean into practices that I had not necessarily been exposed to. I had been made aware of them, but I had not practiced it. I began to lean into yoga.
Okay.
I began to lean into meditation.
Oh, so that first one was a literal lean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
With your whole body.
Whole
mind.
Body. Mm-hmm. And at first, it felt uncomfortable. It was unfamiliar. But when I tell you, it transformed who I was in the work. Mm. It transformed who I was as a mother. It transformed who I am as a wife, as a coworker. And I began to see what it was doing to the people around me, because I showed up differently. Mm. They began to respond to me differently. And it just created a curiosity in me that I wanted to learn even more about my personal social emotional well-being and how it was impacting the world around me.
Yes, yes. We're going to get into a little music. I had you to share some of your favorite songs that inspire you. And this one right here, I have a lot of special memories tied to as well. Bill Withers, Lovely Day. Tell me why you chose this song.
Oh, Lovely Day. Because every day is a lovely day.
Absolutely.
When we can rise up, when we can look up, when we can inhale and exhale, it's a lovely day.
A beautiful day.
Yes. Absolutely. So that's why that's my song of choice.
Well, let's hear it.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be
instead of me. Always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
Hope you're having a lovely day at WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul that's raised by sound. And what are we doing there? We're hopefully raising some spirits on today. Yes. I hope so. I'm here with Dion Stovall. My name is Jared J.B. Boyd. You're listening to Talking Memphis. And what we do, we just talk it out.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, you had me talking about stretching, stepping. So we could do some more than talking now. We could do all type. We got enough room. We could just go ahead and stretch it out.
Yeah,
do all of that in here. It's a multi-purpose space.
I love it.
And a safe space.
I love it.
Now, speaking of love, we got two lovebirds right outside of our window here. They're putting on quite a display.
They are. They're dancing and they have petals out on the ground. Mm-hmm.
Petals of flowers in the shape of a heart. That looks fantastic.
They have a community here supporting them in their love.
Absolutely. And taking, I'm sure, gorgeous photos. They're going to come out very nicely.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. You just never know what you might see in Crosstown.
I'm telling you, this is the place to be. If you haven't come to Crosstown, I'm telling you.
And we got it. Oh. We got this big marquee behind us here. It got the light. The light just, what's the word I want?
Illuminating. Yeah, you can't miss it.
Yes. So it's all sorts of stuff going on.
I'm telling you. You feel special when you come here to
Crosstown. Well, you are special. You were special before you hit the door.
Thank you. You made me feel like that.
Well, tell me, social emotional awareness. That's your wheelhouse.
That's my wheelhouse. Intelligence, that's my niche. Social emotional intelligence. Yeah.
So, you know, I know you can't give away all the trade secrets now, but how does one deploy social emotional intelligence from you as a practitioner? Mm-hmm. If someone comes to you, is there an evaluation? Is there an assessment? What is the process of beginning to unpack and utilize whatever the evaluation is when it comes to social emotional intelligence?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, there are many, many definitions of it. If you were to Google it, so many things would show up. But the one thing to remember is that it has to do with the ability to manage and understand your emotions first.
Okay.
How you show up, how you respond, you.
Yes.
And then the second part of it is how you understand others and their emotions, second. Okay?
All right.
So it's the ability to recognize, understand, manage, and influence emotions in both yourself as well as others.
Okay.
Now, in terms of assessing that, on my website, if you were to go to destinationdandelion.com, I have an assessment tool there. And I also provide, I don't use the word life coaching, but I partner with individuals, I partner with organizations to help them to gain and build capacity in social emotional intelligence. There is so much research around how people who have social emotional intelligence fare better in the workplace. They're leaders. They have a skill set that others don't. IQ is great, you know. Mm-hmm. Knowing your intelligent quotient is amazing, but it's even more powerful when you have your emotional and social intelligence intact. And so once you can identify and assess where you are in that space, you can then build your skill set from that. So there are several skills that are wrapped up in social emotional intelligence. One that I've already mentioned, I probably said it twice because it's so important, that's self-awareness. That is identifying who you are, where you are emotionally, which is not easy. It sounds easy, but a lot of times we don't like to tap into how we feel. It's a place that we don't like to go.
Right.
Because often it can bring up uncomfortable emotions. So being able to be aware of where you stand socially and emotionally and how you show up with other people. Sometimes you can assess by asking others, how do I make you feel when I'm around? How did I approach the situation and how did it impact you, negatively or positively? So you can also oftentimes utilize the resources around you. You don't have to take an assessment. Ask the people around you that you trust in your safe community how you're showing up, right? So understanding where you are, number one, self-awareness, and then also understanding self-regulation, right? And that is knowing how to manage your emotions when they show up, because stimulus is going to happen all day long, every day, right? But it's how you deal with it. What does your impact, influence, approach, response look like? Are you reacting? Are you responding? So understanding the self-regulation, right? Controlling one's emotions and controlling your impulses. Are you quick to snap off? Right? What are those behaviors looking like in various situations? Maintaining your composure. That's what you do when you're socially and emotionally intelligent. You're acting thoughtfully, right? Then also, what does your motivation look like? That's another skill. Are you assertive or are you aggressive? Are you a self-starter? Do you know how to harness your emotions to pursue your goals? What does that look like? Do you stay focused? Do you have the energy to stay persistent and positive about what your vision is? So what does your motivation look like?
Right.
Another skill is empathy.
That's a big one.
The ability to recognize and understand and share the feelings of others. Putting yourself in someone else's shoes, right? So that is a big deal, because empathy means that you're going to allow for stronger emotional connections and compassionate responses when dealing with others. And then last but not least, social skills, right? What do your social skills look like with managing relationships? How are you communicating? What does that look like? Do you truly actively listen when you're having a conversation with another person? Or are you over talking or talking beyond them or below them? Or what does it look like? Are you being intentional about that conversation? Do you know how to resolve conflicts? You know, is that a skill that you have harnessed and that you understand how to meet people where they are and solve issues when they arise? And do you know how to collaborate with others? Are you a team player, really? So having those social skills really helps to show where you stand with other people. And when you're lacking them, it shows up. So those are like the five basic skills or the competencies, so to speak, that really reveal what a social and emotional intelligent person should look like. And this is personally or professionally.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. So when you go into a session with a client, being that, that is a lot to chew on, to thinking. Sometimes people, I imagine, aren't able to necessarily look at themselves with a critical eye and sort of zoom out. How long does it take usually to unpack a lot of those facets with each client?
Everybody is at a different place.
Okay.
So it's an individualized process. Mm-hmm. Again, I partner with people. After people are in a certain place in terms of understanding where they are, that's that self-awareness, then we're able to move to the next level.
Okay.
So it's really about where that person really sees themselves and where they want to be.
Mm.
It's easy to go in and say, oh, I see this for you and I see this for you. But if you don't see it for you, right, then it's for naught. So it's really helping people to identify what they envision as the best version of themselves. And we start off with self and taking a deep dive and pulling layers back on why they are where they are, right, or why they aren't where they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I want to get back into some more music. Then we're going to talk about your podcast. We got.
Yes.
Here's some Layla Hathaway.
Yes.
Absolutely. With Breathe.
Breathe.
Tell
we got to breathe.
This song.
Let me tell you something. If we don't realize that our biggest antidote to some of this stress and anxiety that we are dealing with is breathing, an intentional breath can change the chemistry of your body.
Wow.
And so when you inhale and hold that breath and exhale and release some of those toxins and stress out of your body, you're telling your brain to calm down.
Yes.
And so this song to me speaks volumes on the importance of just taking the time out to breathe. When you start to feel yourself rise up and get stressed out, breathe. Pause. S is for stop and take a breath.
Okay.
T is for take a breath. O is for observe how you feel. And P, don't start again. Don't proceed until you pause and take another breath.
All right.
Yeah, so breathe.
Okay. We got Dion Stovall here on Talking Memphis. Maybe you're at home. Maybe you're driving. Maybe you're somewhere else. And you just need a breath. Just go ahead and take a deep breath.
Yes.
We'll listen to some Layla Hathaway, and then we'll be back.
Let's do it.
Ain't the end of the road. It's all a bad dream.
Maybe you're somewhere taking your deep breath. You got JB here. You got Dion here on Talking Memphis on a Monday night. We were just talking about what it takes to breathe and just make everything feel regulated again. Just the other day, my head was hurting. I had to leave a party, and someone said on the way out, just take a breath. Take a deep breath.
Absolutely.
It'll make a world of difference.
A world of difference. It'll change your life.
And we were talking a bit about fear and how your mind has been ruminating on fear. Tell me about the experience that you're crafting coming up to help people through fear, but also sort of what inspired it.
Absolutely. I've always been a person, people that know me know that I'm a pretty adventurous person.
All right.
It's not too much that I won't try.
Have you ever eaten escargot?
I have.
Okay, see, we on the same
page. Yeah, I have. Now, my husband would beg to differ because he explores all types of foods, and he often says, you need to try this. So, you know, when it comes to food, I am a little bit more
reserved.
Okay. Reserved, okay. But I will try it. I will try it. But what I have learned with working with people, what even children have taught me, is that living in fear stunts your growth. You become complacent when you live in fear.
Yeah.
And oftentimes when I'm working with individuals or even with groups, we do an activity that has to do with trust. And you will see in the activity that people cannot let go and surrender because they fear. Whether they fear failure or they fear surrendering control. And I had the awesome opportunity to travel to South Africa this spring, and it was one of the most life-changing experiences that I've ever had. But the one thing that stands out, many things do, but the one thing that resonated and that I took away with me, and I think about it just about every day, was my experience with walking with the lions. And yes, I said lions. And some of my listeners have heard me tell this story about walking with the lions, but we were with the Bushmen, who led us on a trail walking with three male brothers. And we thought we were walking with cubs, and they were lions.
Wow.
And walk with those lions, and they gave us probably a 2-minute training on how to respond and how to show up with the lions. They gave us a sugar cane stick and told us to hold it and stand tall. And then as we walk with the lions, they would tell us no fear. And they told us that throughout the walk, throughout the journey, no fear. Stand tall.
Right.
No fear. And those who unfortunately struggled in that space to be able to really take in that we were actually walking with lions, the lions could sense our fear. To the point where they would often turn back and look.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They could smell our fear on us.
My goodness.
Yeah. And so we had to truly breathe and work as a community and work together to ensure that all of us made it to the end of the experience safely and follow the directions of the bushman.
Right.
Yeah, that told us no fear. And so with that, I took away that this life is almost like their journey, right? It's do if we, blank if we do, blank if we don't. But if we don't, then my goodness, what did I miss out on?
Right.
And if I had not had that experience, a lot of things that have now become very clear to me, I've gained clarity on some things I would have missed. So life is about taking chances, taking risk, like I did with this podcast. This was a risk. This was a chance. This was called stepping out on faith. And walking with the lions reminded me, right, to have no fear, hold my head up, and trust the process. Yeah.
Tell me about stepping out on your own journey with this podcast. And tell me, I mean, tell me about the title. This dandelion stands out to me.
Yes.
It's a motif.
Oh, it is. It is.
So I want to make sure I'm getting the imagery correct.
Oh, yeah. Get it right. Get that imagery right. Don't you remember the dandelion? Do you remember, or did you? Don't let me assume. I assume that everyone has plucked a dandelion out of the grass and taken a deep breath and
there
had
go,
the opportunity to, yeah, there you go, breathing again. Absolutely. Yeah. It's all connected.
Right.
And that you took that breath and blew that weed and the seeds went astray.
Each one of those little seeds is almost like a universe unto itself, isn't it?
You speaking my language.
All right now.
It absolutely is. Every one of those seeds represents its own universe.
A new possibility.
Oh, look at you.
I'm just trying to get where you at.
That's
now.
It.
Okay.
And new beginnings.
Okay.
And so Destination Dandelion is the name of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole premise is to partner with people to empower them to grow where they land, just as that seed does.
Okay.
And to be the best version of themselves, using those skills that I share with you to be their guide on their journey.
Mm-hmm.
So Dandelion came about because I was asked to speak at a women's event right after COVID. And I didn't know what I was going to speak on. I looked out into a field of dandelions and I said, oh, they're so beautiful. It was the white ones, which the bulbs with the seeds, and it was the yellow ones. They were growing white right next to one another. I went home and researched it and learned so many things about the dandelion flower that I became consumed with it. And then my daughter, my youngest daughter, said, Mom, Destination Dandelion. Then my niece said, Auntie, the Dandelion Dialogue. Because you're helping people spread their seeds to be able to transform into what it is that they were meant to bloom into. So that's where the name came from. And it's just a conversation. I invite people on the show who have either exemplified one of the skills, their lived experiences, personally or professionally, and they're able to tell their story about how social and emotional intelligence has impacted their lives.
Yes.
Yeah. And I am so impacted and moved by every last person that has been on the show. Music is a part of it. People who are in the education realm, people that work in social work, the community representatives and leaders. Mm-hmm. Social-emotional intelligence touches every part of one's life.
Right.
Yeah. And so I am truly desiring to increase not just the city, but my hope is to take it outside of the city and to bring awareness to it, how it can truly, truly change one's life.
Well, I can only imagine that between the people, your guests that you've had on your show, of all the clients that you've partnered with, that there are quite a few success stories of people who have peeked on that other side to see, first looked inward to learn more about themselves, but also pushed themselves out of their comfort zones and mm-hmm. gone and found something that maybe they didn't even realize that they truly wanted. Could you, in any sort of anecdotal way, surmise what the breakthroughs have been like that you've been a part of?
Oh my goodness, the breakthroughs have been just amazing. I often get people to respond and tell me how, just as I took it in and began to apply to all parts of my life, they have too. Because when you think about the dandelion metaphorically, and I use it all the time as a metaphor, how it's about your resilience, how it's about your growth, how it's about your adaptability. And so I'll have groups and teams and organizations say how they now utilize different tools to identify, to be more self-aware with one another in a group. I do training on the Enneagram, which is a tool to help with personality traits and types in a group. And I have teams to tell me how they now, where they weren't able to work with a team member, that they are now working collaboratively with a team member and able to get along with team members and able to solve serious conflicts and issues with team members that they once could not even sit next to.
Wow.
In terms of individual impact, I've seen where clients have shared how their relationships with their children have changed. Their teenage children, their adolescent children, how being more self-aware, they didn't realize that they had not dealt with some of their own ACEs and some of the impact and traumas that they had experienced as a youth that they had brought into their toolbox as a parent tactic for discipline.
Now, for people who, you know, I feel like I just got a grasp of this term, ACEs, yes. Adverse
childhood experiences.
Understood.
Yes, yes.
I don't know
yes.
if you laid that one on me earlier, if somebody else dropped it on me earlier last week. I feel like it just caught on to that.
Yes, one. Yeah. You know, ACEs does not define you. Those experiences, everyone, and there's also an assessment that you can take to identify your ACEs. Often I'll have sessions and people say, well, I don't have any ACEs. Okay. Once you do the assessment, you may have something that may surprise you that you didn't even consider. But with that, with self-awareness, you're able to look at it, right? Not run from it, not look at it and say that didn't happen to me, or I'm not accepting that, or I've just grown from that and moved on from that. But you're able to look at it and have a world view on how those experiences have impacted all of your relationships, right? And when you're able to do that, you're then able to say, well, I'm going to work on and set goals for those areas in which you need to work on personally that have impacted those close relationships that you have.
Yeah.
And often we don't realize that an abusive relationship that you may have had with a spouse or a parent or even a childhood friend that you were being bullied by, that we carry some of those same hurts and pains with us into adulthood when we don't heal and we don't repair from that. And then we then get into our own relationships and begin to show up, unfortunately, some of those same characteristics that were imposed upon us, because yeah, that's what was modeled to us, and that's how we engaged in those relationships. So healing, repair, restoration, and self-awareness are critical in this social-emotional space in terms of moving from surviving to thriving.
Okay. Now tell me and tell our listeners, if we're interested in hearing these conversations, where do we go?
If you are interested in connecting, first of all, connecting with me, wanting to talk a little bit more about social emotional intelligence,
yes,
you can go to my website. You can go to destinationdandelion.com. You'll be able to see a little bit more about the services that we offer. You can catch up on some of the podcasts that you may have missed on Dandelion Dialogue on my website. And you can also go to YouTube. Right now, all of my episodes are on YouTube. I ask you all to subscribe. I want you to listen. I want to know what you think. I want to know what your thoughts were from the podcast. I'm really interested in hearing your feedback. And if you're interested on being on the podcast, please contact me.
All right. They're going to be knocking your door down.
I want them to.
They're hearing you on WYXR.
I want them to. The idea is to grow our community in this space.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many benefits from being socially and emotionally intelligent.
Right.
And so I think that many of us, we're teetering or we're walking around it, but I want us to be fully engaged and immersed in it.
Yes.
So that we can be a better community to one another.
Right.
There's so much data in terms of where the benefits of social emotional learning and intelligence has impacted schools.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get to the academics until we can really sustain and maintain and manage what's happening to our children emotionally.
Right.
And so that's just one part of where social emotional intelligence shows great growth in our community.
Speaking of community, I want to go back to the podcast festival, because it seems like there has been a lot of reaching across and wrapping around in that community, as each of you have, they say a rising tide lifts all ships. There are so many other incredible creators who I'm sure you were able to rub off on them, and vice versa, when it came to using your voice and freeing your voice, that voice that is in honing your craft, because a lot of people have a lot of great ideas, but
yeah,
we have to be able to market them and present them in a way that helps us to get the language out there, mm-hmm, the message out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have any outcomes or shout outs of people you think of when you think about the success of that community that's been built around Miss Ina Esco and all
my
our
gosh,
friends at the Cossett Library?
Ina, without a shadow of a doubt. The Cossett Library was my platform, my foundation, truly my inspiration. Mm-hmm. I walked into trainings that Ina provides on a regular basis, not knowing what I was walking into, and I learned just about everything for a startup podcaster to learn.
Mm-hmm.
The community was receptive. The community You know, oftentimes you can get in communities and they're not willing to share, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Their tips and tricks and strategies, but the community has been more than welcoming. So for all of those that are interested in starting a podcast, I would tell you right now to see what the Cossett Library has coming down the pike, because I know that they'll have something coming up for the new year. Shout out to Shamika Baxter.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, she was the podcast festival winner 2023. She's been a great support. Dominic Lawson.
You can't beat that brother. You can't beat that brother.
He has truly been such a resource for me, and has given me so many strategies to think about, to consider, to contemplate, to think strategically about how I engage and how I use my voice. And I just greatly appreciate that community. Memphis is a treasure chest of great resources that oftentimes we're not even aware of. I just happen to put, you know, look up, okay, podcast support in Memphis, and the Cossett Library came up. That's how I even started looking at it, and went to the library resource page and saw that Ina Esco was hosting these podcast sessions.
Yeah.
Brinkley, he's another amazing resource, and so awesome, and has been so helpful and encouraging.
Yes.
So once you get your foot in the door, the number one thing that I'm going to say is stay consistent. I'm now emerging up on podcast number 15. Yay.
All right. I love it.
And I have, you know, booked people for the new year and looking forward to that. But it's a commitment.
Yes.
It is a true commitment. You have to, your heart has to be in it. I think I shared with you that I didn't get into this for money. I didn't even know you can make money
right.
from podcasts. I truly got into this space to bring awareness, period.
Right.
But see, what I've learned is that where your passion is, there your purpose will show up, right? That will then make provision. So you got to know that this is not just, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to do a podcast.
Right.
No, you got to look at this as truly something that is going to bring impact. And I look at this as something that brings community impact, social impact, just an overall impact throughout this city and hopefully beyond.
Well, we congratulate you once again on winning the
Thank
festival,
you.
But also all the incredible work that you're doing, and wish you a very happy holiday season.
Thank you so much.
And warmth with family and prayers to family.
Yes.
And continued success.
Thank you. Thank you all for having my show on the radio station, and I hope that this won't be my last visit here.
All right now. Well, we're gonna let you bump on out on the way up out
right.
of here.
Yes.
Here's Victoria Monet.
All right.
Say she get it from her mama. I'ma say you got it right. Body rude is unpolite. Dumb being a humble type. Tell me, is you down? Cause I'm trying to go up tonight. Hoes and hope she's left and right. I just wanna live in a fantasy. I think we deserve it right. Top of the memories I've ever made in my life. Permanent ecstasy. The ladies is pimps tonight. Good.
I'm so deep in my bag, like a grandma with a peppermint. They say, oh, she smell good. That's just cause I'm heaven sent. Sex game goes stupid, stopping like a toothpick. Man, I tell the truth, your opinion is irrelevant. But I know you think I'm fine. Might be too fine to hit it from behind. Reflection in the mirror, don't decline.
And you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.